We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, a few minutes past 6 p.m. Happy Tuesday. So, Rach, you would like to take this opportunity to deeply apologize.
I keep seeing that, you know, like, it's cancel culture season. And every time someone has an apology, I feel like the phrase, I would like to deeply apologize, is, like, at the top of the statement. And I just, like, what does that mean? I apologize, but deeply, like, I don't know. It's just, like, the most like, easy thing to say, and we all just go, oh, they deeply apologize, alrighty. Like, that doesn't mean anything. I guess it, A for effort, because you're trying, but it just makes no sense to me.
Yeah. Apologies are weird things, aren't they? And never weirder than now, because so many of us are doing it under weird, very stressful situations. But I think we, like, once you get to be a certain number of years old, you can tell the difference between an apology and not.
Absolutely.
Right? I can. I can from other people, and I can from me.
Yeah.
And deeply and genuinely and sincerely, I agree. They're sort of unneeded modifiers if you really mean it.
Yeah, like, is the alternative shallowly apologizing? Like, I would like to barely apologize for my actions that have led us to this point.
Which is most apologies, but that's typically, like, just for me, if someone was going to apologize to me, I would rather them look me in the eye and say, this was on me and I really apologize. Please forgive me. Done. And if I'm a good person and we have a good relationship, I'll say, I forgive you. It's done. Let's move on. But when someone apologizes now, typically it's, I really, really apologize. I'm sorry you took it that way. I'm sorry that it upset you. Mm-hmm. And then a defense. Mm-hmm. In my defense, I think, and I've done it a gazillion times, but I don't think apologies should come with defenses. You know, most conflicts, interpersonal or bigger, there's two sides to it, and you may have grievances against the person you're apologizing to, but keep them separate.
I always think it sounds funny when somebody starts the apology with, if I offended anyone with my words, I apologize. Like, what if you didn't offend?
Yeah.
Are you then not sorry? And that's different than saying, I apologize to anyone I have offended.
Yeah.
Because that means I understand that what I said may have hurt some people, and so I'm sorry for that. But when you say it the other way and you say, if I've offended anyone, I apologize, that's kind of more of a blanket, like, I don't really apologize, but unless you like, you know what I mean?
I'm
like,
sorry you're offended.
It's semantics, I know, but it just always kind of catches me off guard when somebody says, if I offended anyone, I apologize. Well, what do you mean?
I love it when I run into listeners, and it's always listeners who've been listening for years, and they'll say, I get it most of the time. And sometimes you're just so weird or so far off the rails, and I don't get it, but I love the show. That's honest. When people will say things to me like, I don't agree with you all the time, I'm like, well, yeah, freaking duh. Like, if you did, I would have a restraining order. Like, yeah. Who wants to agree with anyone all the time?
I don't agree with myself all the time.
No. So, Rach, the McCluskeys are back in the news?
Oh, they sure are.
Thank God.
So some emails have been made available for us to read, or at least get, you know, what was inside of them from, like, within the police department and then corresponding with the circuit attorney's office. And the McCluskey's lawyer is saying that this is proof that there was an improper urgency to charge the McCluskey's, like, via the circuit attorney's office. They're trying to make a political point. Some of the things they said within it were, you know, using phrases like assault weapon, even though that's not necessarily what they had. Speaking about Al Watkins, their first lawyer, calling him like a scumbag. I think they said something like scumbag lives matter. So basically people talking freely, correspondence they didn't think that we would see. Mm-hmm. And then kind of the back and forth between the police department and the circuit attorney's office going like, well, we need this. And they're like, well, why? Like, why is there this rush to to frame this in a certain way? And then they're also pointing to the fact that apparently Kim Gardner has used the prosecution of the McCluskeys as she is fundraised. I didn't know that until I read the article. She's used that case as like a reason to donate money to Kim. So,
I mean, come on. We're not children. This woman who had her tenure has been the hallmark of it is not charging people with crimes, not charging people with felonies. And then all of a sudden she's in a big ass hurry to charge a couple of white people, pink shirt and striped shirt, with a felony. Like, come on, we're not children.
Right. It's really obvious what you were doing.
Yeah.
Just like it's real obvious. I mean, politicians do this all the time. It's real obvious when...
Oh, if we saw everyone's behind-the-scenes email, no one would believe anything about anything.
Trump is pandering, or, you know, a Republican is pandering. So, you know, call it out when you see it on both sides. This was very... Kim Gardner's decision to charge them and the way that that's gone along has been strictly political, and her trying to gain something for her career.
Yeah.
That's all it's been.
And you know
Al
what?
Al Watkins. Haven't heard that name in a while.
Yeah.
I love that he's like shocked that someone called him a slime ball. He was like, you know, I guess I'm doing my job right if these public officials are calling me a slime ball.
Yeah, thanks, Al.
Okay, Al's brother. Name in a while.
And again, you hear his name, you're like, okay.
Yeah,
you're like, oh, all right. I get what's going on
that
here.
That guy. Yeah, he kind of defines the case.
Al's not my flavor. I'll leave it at that.
I kind of want to know about what's going on at the border, but it seems awfully heavy.
Yeah, there's a nurse, Dawn. I don't know Dawn's last name off the top of my head, but who works down at the border. And
Nurse Dawn.
She is claiming that ICE has forced some women at the border into having hysterectomies. Like, they'll go in for, like, a pain or saying, we're going to have a surgery to remove this cyst from your ovary or something. And then there ends up being a hysterectomy procedure, which is complex. And a lot of women try to avoid having that if they possibly can. Apparently, she claims that they are denying COVID testing to illegal immigrants or undocumented immigrants down there, and denying treatments, and then also shredding medical records. I mean, these are all allegations. Mm-hmm. There's not proof. There's also not, you know, a set number of women that they're claiming were forced into hysterectomies. But it's the kind of thing where I do think if claims like that are being made, they obviously need to be looked into because it's messed up. And I don't know.
Isn't it crazy?
Maybe I'm really stupid here. I don't understand what the benefit of that procedure.
I'm guessing it's so that they can't come into the country and have babies.
Yeah,
it's pretty dark. That's kind of Nazi stuff.
Yeah,
you know.
And I can't imagine that I don't know. I just don't see how that could even be beneficial. Like, there's so
seems
many
like a
people
lot
that cross.
Seems like
the,
a lot like, to get away with.
Yeah.
Like, we're gonna set up a surgical room.
Yeah.
And we're going to put you under and give you a hysterectomy and then care for you while you convalesce and then set you free.
I get from the supervillain horrible aspect that if you could do that to everybody that tried to cross the border, then but it just seems, I don't know. I agree that it needs to be, I agree that we need to make sure that that's not happening.
Isn't it amazing what an issue? I mean, we're 51 days, we're 49 or something away from the election. Rachel's saying border is the first time I've heard it in weeks.
Yeah, it's just not a...
Maybe months.
And it was the issue.
The issue last time.
That's like, huge reason why Donald Trump was elected was like, we're having issues at the border, we're going to build a wall and...
And it was the biggest thing of his presidency after he was elected. It was the biggest talking point, debate point. At, you know, AOC's down at the border. You know, remember, it was for the first 2 years, it was the biggest. You couldn't. I remember like saying, like, when is this not going to be the number one story? Like, how long?
Yeah, it affects all of us. It's a real thing. It affects all of us. It's a big deal economically, socially, voting, the whole bit. But it also makes you feel like a schmuck. It's like having your friend who's constantly complaining about his girlfriend, Becky. And then after 6 months, you're like, how are things with Becky? He's like, oh, we broke up. It's like, that was everything to you. Like, or we're back together. It's fine. And so you just feel like someone crying wolf when it was everything. Like, remember they were saying, like, if this caravan makes it. If there's a caravan of 4,000 people, and if they make it, then this and that. And
yeah, and the caravan narrative conveniently lined up with the babies in cages narrative. So it was like the two sides of like...
And doesn't it feel
and
like...
And then it all just stopped mattering.
Doesn't it feel like we should be able to know this when it was Trump has babies in cages? And they're like, no, actually, those pictures are from the Obama era. Well, I would like to know who put babies in cages. I would just like to know that.
Yeah, it doesn't seem impossible to find out.
No,
what's
has there
going
been
on.
One child in a cage? And if there has, who put him in the cage? And if you can't tell me that, what the hell am I paying you to do? What are you doing? If it's your job to take care of the border and you can't tell me if there's been babies in cages and what administration did it, and then you just feel stupid. You just feel so manipulated. Oh, God.
Well, I'm sure it'll make its rounds like during the debates and stuff. We'll be back on it. But you're right. I mean, it's like all over the news cycle. And
I wonder. Here's what I think will happen. I think someone will bring it up. And the way we're bringing it up now, like, why'd you make such a big deal out of it? And Trump will talk about the miles of fence that he's built. I don't know if it's 5 miles or 500 miles, but he's built some fence. Detractors say, haven't done anything.
Beautiful fence.
Yeah, beautiful fence.
Right.
Best fence Purgis. Ever.
El Perfecto.
Impenetrable.
It's an El Perfecto fence.
But yeah, I'm not sure how...
I don't think they want to talk about the border, though.
I don't think so either.
Like,
probably
the
neither
whole babies
one of them.
In cages thing. This blew my mind at the DNC that they were they were trying to pin that on Trump, and it's like, yeah, but your administration, the administration you were in, you were the second guy in that administration, were the ones that started that policy. So, this might be the wrong path to go down. I don't know.
I think Obama still deported more people than Trump, you know?
Yeah. I know he had, at the time, when he left, he had deported more people by far than any other president.
Back to the hysterectomies thing. I by no means think this is like a systemic problem at the border. There could be a doctor who's doing it. I wish we could look into things like this and not have it immediately. And you guys didn't at all. But like, I feel like it's one of those hot button issues where people are just like, it's not a problem at all. Just stop. It's like, well, no. I mean, if these allegations are being made, we should definitely look into it and try to find who is doing these specific procedures, because this is off. But isn't it sad that like we kind of are in a day and age where, like, back to the cuties conversation from yesterday, it's like, well, if you want to look into that, then that means you're this person. And it's
what do you think of this argument? This has become big. Hey, Michelle and Barack, when are you going to do something about cuties?
They have less than nothing to do with that movie. I mean, I hate to break it to you. They have a deal with Netflix, but I mean, so does the people who created BoJack Horseman. So why haven't they done anything about cuties yet? Like, they're not producers of the film. A couple of YouTubers that I really like sat through part or most of the movie to, like, you know, all right, everybody says the movie's actually pretty good, let's check it out. And both of them independently, I don't think they've ever met, I don't think they watch each other's comment, were like, oh, no, it's way worse than you even think. This is super messed up. So sad that something like that has been politicized too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.